as many times as possible as we see the day approaching. I believe we can never be the same in Jesus' name. I am reading a passage from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39 to 43. You are going to read it along with me, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39 to 43. I am speaking on the subject, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. That is trouble that has come, isn't it? The Lord killeth and maketh alive. Stand up on your feet and let us read it. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39 to 43. I read the first verse, you read the second verse. See now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, depending on what you want. You want death, you get it. You want life, you can have it. I kill, I make alive. I wound and I heal. I am not only a healer, I am a wounder. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. The next verse. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and I will reward them that hate me. My sword shall devour and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Verse 43, everybody want to go. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to their adversaries and will be merciful unto his land. Remain standing, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 to 10. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is confirmed. 1 Samuel 2, 6 to 10, we'll read it the same, after the same order. All of us read it together. One, two, go. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor. Wait. If somebody is rich and arrogant, it can make him poor. If somebody is poor, it can make him rich. So let's read it again. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the word upon them. Verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Verse 10. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointing. Give the Lord a loud shout. A louder shout. Father, confirm your word. Confirm your word. Let nobody live here the same way they came. In Jesus' name. Take your seat. I woke up this morning from a very brutal, judgmental revelation. I was shown enemies of God's people being ruined in their numbers. That is the sponsor of this message. I did not come here today to preach just for preaching purpose. It is a declaration fueled by revelation. I want you to understand that the anointing has two sides. The healing anointing has a wounding part. Take your seat. The anointing for resurrection has a path for desolation. It is like the front hand and the back hand. God can use his hand, the palm to lay on you, or the back to give you a back slap, depending on what you want. He is a God of mercy. He's a God of vengeance, depending on what people want. Many times we have celebrated the mercy of God, but we do not know that his judgment is equal to his mercy. When God sent a person to hell, his love did not reduce. It is the same, it is another dimension of the same personality. The anointing was delivering Israel and sinking Egypt at the same time. Take your seat. That is why I said, anybody that is devious enough to steal a pen from here, in any service, you have stolen all the diseases that were casted from here. From Hodgkin's lymphoma, to Burkitt's lymphoma, to systemic lupus erythematosus, to venous keratoconjunctivitis, all the way to ischemic heart disease, to myocardial infarction, to dilated cardiomyopathy, all the way to neurofibromatosis, all the way to primary liver cell carcinoma. The way to disseminated intravascular coagulopathy. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It is just the other side of the same anointing. The diseases that left others is what you inherit. If you look for the trouble of the other side. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire confirm the matter. Your death will prove that I am called. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? It is time for our generation to see the other side of God. The vengeance side of God. The judgmental side of God. The Bible said, it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. I believe that was 2 Thessalonians 1:6 or 1 Thessalonians 1:6. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them who trouble you. Sin, it is a righteous thing with God to reward multiplied affliction. Tribulation means multiplied affliction to them who trouble you. The meaning is it is ungodly of God not to reward the wicked with what they deserve. It is ungodlike. It is unlike him. It is unrighteous. It will amount to him committing iniquity by not rewarding those who deserve such reward. It's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation. And the Bible says, far be the Most High to do unrighteousness. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So the judgment of the wicked is not wickedness on the part of the saints. We cannot be more righteous than God. And it is righteousness for God to reward wickedness. As I speak right now, there are things that will happen between now and the next 24 hours. If I be a man of God, if I carry a mantle that has two sides, a mercy side and a vengeance side, then the devil and his agents are in trouble under the next 24 hours. You believe that, say louder, amen. I like this that I read in the Bible one day. When it was time for somebody to be anointed king of Israel, his name was Jehu. Elisha gave a young man a bottle of oil. He said, you will go and you will see many people sit there. Ask who is Jehu among them. pour him that oil. He said, and when you anoint him, run. The moment the oil touched you, you'll be on the run. Because it's a, that was the anointing that executed, eliminated Jezebel. Jezebel that Elijah ran from. Jehu was anointed to slay. I will leave that for another day. Because Jehu's anointing came from Elijah's root. So Elijah carried an anointing to destroy what he was running away from. But he told Jehu, when the oil touched him, run. You know the meaning of that? He could start with you. The moment the anointing begins to boil in him, he might not know the difference between you and Jezebel. So you better run now. What I am talking about is not going to spare even relations, even friends, people that are wicked agents of the devil. They will not be spared. After this judgmental oil, this judgmental fire is released today, you believe it, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right and say, the Lord kill it and make it alive. The meaning of that is, there are those that the Lord will kill by his power, and there are those he will make to live. There are those he will heal, and there are those he will wound. There are those he will lift up, and there are those he will push down. There are those he will enrich, and there are those he will empower. It's the same God. There are those who will sit on the throne, and there are those who will kick the throne from under them. The same God, depending on what people desire. Lift your right hand and say, oh God, reveal your other side in Nigeria, in my life, in my family, in the church. Reveal the other side. Native doctor last week was running helter skelter because we went for a crusade, and after we declared from the altar and set fire on altars in the land, a notorious altar caught fire in front of the native doctor. Nobody set it on fire, and it began to run throughout the village. Something don't happen. We prayed for Benin Republic the other day. They were meant to celebrate voodoo. We prayed here, and the voodoo high priest went to offer sacrifice as usual. When he went into the room of the idol, he ran out. He could not offer sacrifice. The people say, what thing happened? He said, come and see. He took them there, and the molten wooden clay idol was weeping. Was shedding tears. Tears from clay or from wood. Flowing. The people say, go ahead and offer the sacrifice all the same. And then as he went ahead to offer the sacrifice, what was making the idol to cry, escape from the idol, fire, bam! And roasted the native doctor. For the Lord kill it and make it. One sister testified in this church that they took her name to a native doctor's house. And as they invoked her spirit to come out, instead of her coming out, her pastor, this pastor preaching, showed up. It's okay. Touch her, let us see. Native doctor was confused, and the pastor showed up with fire all around his body, and the fire escaped from the mirror, bram, on the native doctor, confirmed dead. Somebody shout fire! Liga bagada galaga da ba da ba da ba da ba. shout fire. Anytime we preach on healing, people are healed. Anytime we preach on deliverance, people are delivered. Anytime we preach on supernatural supplies, people get supernatural supplies. Anytime we preach on the Lord killeth. He confirms his word with signs and wonders. It could be mercy signs or judgmental signs. But sign is sign. Anybody that will not let you rest, that will not let Nigeria rest, that will not let Dunamis rest, that will not let Paul and Nenche rest, that will not let your family rest, in this season the Lord killeth, the Lord maketh alive. They shall be laid to rest in Jesus' name. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? There are those who are rich today that will beg food before they die except they repent. Why? Because they pointed finger on the eyes of God. They pointed to God like Nebuchadnezzar and said, who are you? They will beg, their children will beg, their children's children will beg for food before they die, except they repent. There are those who are begging now that will give out millions before they leave this world. There are those trusting God for what to eat now that will give out millions, because the Lord lifted up and put it down. There are those whose names we hear today in this nation. If Jesus tarries to come in a few years' time, you will look for those names. You won't find it. Why? The Lord kill it and make it alive. He put it down and set it up. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are those walking well on their feet now that will soon be incapacitated on the bed of affliction, because the Lord healeth and wounded. He said, I heal and I... I knew a man. One day he was confronted by a young lady. They were all together in a fellowship. And the young lady said, who do you think you are? You think you are the only one who knows how to preach? Give other people a chance to preach. You think you are the only one who knows how to preach? She talked like that and was laid to rest in 6 weeks' time by malaria fever. Laid to rest. Because as she said it, Jehovah heard it. One girl called herself Miriam. She was an elderly woman. And looked at Moses and said, who do you think you are? You married an Ethiopian woman. And God did spat on her face. And she became a leper. Moses said, I beg you for Miriam's sake, please heal her. God said, if her father should spit on her face, that is to show what God did. Will she be ashamed 7 days? Banish her from the camp. Is God speaking to somebody here? The Lord kill it and make it alive. This nation, this generation, is about to see the backslap of God. The other side of God. All those who are mocking God, and mocking your God and my God, and taking the word of God for granted. I make demands on this judgmental mantle of fire. I make demands on this oil of vengeance. I deploy you into assignment in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has come against us and our God, on their knees they will crawl to come and beg for mercy, or they will be laid to rest in a short time from now.
the Lord killeth. There are witches that need to die, and human beings that need to die for some nations to go forward. In this nation, anybody who needs to die before Nigeria goes forward, their days are numbered. In the name of Jesus, their days are numbered. Their days are numbered. In our church, in your family, anybody who needs to be buried before that family moves to the next level, I announce their days are numbered. The angels of vengeance will soon lay them to rest. You believe that? Shout yes.
Take your seat. I show you something. When does God manifest the other side of the anointing? When does he manifest the killer side? The wounding side? When does he manifest the backslap, the vengeance side? Number one, when his plan and purpose for his people. When his plan or purpose for his people is being hindered by vessels of wickedness. When his plan and purpose is being hindered by vessels of wickedness. When his plan and purpose for his people is being hindered by agents of wickedness, by vessels of wickedness like Pharaoh. My plan is for these people to go into the promised land. Let my people go. Let them serve me. And Pharaoh said, I stand in their front. And God said, how can bicycles stop bulldozers? You stand in whose front? Cricket quarreling with eagle. You stand in whose front? Ants engaging elephants. You stand in whose front? Rats attempting lion. These are my people. I have a plan for them. Let them go. And the man said, I no agree. When last the bicycle stand in front of bulldozer, both the bicycle and the bulldozer are gone. It is like lion entered both market. It is both goat and goat seller that will be running. Are you hearing me here today? Whenever the plan of God for his people is being hindered by vessels of wickedness, whenever the plan of God, Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 to 23, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. But if you refuse, no challenge, to let them go, I will kill your son, your firstborn, and still let them go. Your son will die, and they will still go. You will try to pursue them into the Red Sea, and then I will kill you yourself, finally, in the Red Sea with your military might. And Pharaoh mumutiously, stupendously, yayesiously, wawashiously, olilashiously, follow them into the middle of the Red Sea, and there he was ruined. I stand there by the mandate of God. Anybody, man, woman, organization, resisting the agenda of God for nation Nigeria, resisting the plan of God for the church of Jesus, for dunamis, for my life, area, they are about to be slain. They are surrendered to the sword of the slayer. They are surrendered to the arrows of the archer. May the arrows of God be drunk with blood. May the sword devour flesh. In the name of Jesus. There are those who have only 24 hours. If they don't repent by this time tomorrow, they are gone. They are gone. They are gone. As I speak now, there are witches that are feeling the heat. Shout fire. Louder fire. Loudest fire. Take your seat. If you want God to kill you, stand in my way. And the way of God's plan for my life. And for this great commission, you are buried like chicken that rain beat. Miserably, pitiably. Not everybody is fightable. Not everybody is stoppable. Not everybody is engageable. The Lord killeth, maketh alive. I want your vegetable heart to turn into lion heart now. You don't have any agent of the devil to fear if you understand that there is a God who kill it and make it alive. You need to see the kind of angels that surround some of us. If you see their muzzle, one stroke of their hand can ruin 100,000 people at once. The Lord kill it. How many of you know that what happens in this place every week, every Tuesday, every single week for donkey years is enough to irritate all the witches in town? But they are irritated, aggravated, frustrated, desolated, and finally decapitated without consequence. They are angry for nothing. How many of you know that if the kingdom of darkness is powerful enough, some of us shouldn't be walking on the street now? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And I stand to say it again. As you have brought yourself under this cover, connected, associated, related, the plan of God for your life, any devil standing that way now, It's a buried devil. It's a forgone devil. It's a wasted devil. It's a destroyed witch. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, if tell every devil you see, if they want to see the other side of my God, they should attempt to stop the plan of God for my life. Some people say, but some people have done wickedly and they are still alive. Let me tell you, God knows what He's doing. He knows the best time and the right method. Joab, the army commander of David, killed Amasa, the son of Jetha, in cold blood, shedding the blood of war in time of peace. David looked at it and kept quiet. Then he killed again Abner, the son of Ner, commander of Saul's army, shedding another blood in time of war. David looked at it and kept quiet. Then he supported Absalom, or Adonijah the son of Haggit, in his rebellion against his father. David looked at it and kept quiet. And when Absalom, and when Solomon became king of Israel, he said, Solomon, my son, you are a wise man. But before I go, I have some things to tell you. Joab is an evil man.
He killed Amasa. He killed Abner. Don't let his gray hair go down to the grave in natural death. Eliminate him. There are people who think God has forgotten, but payday is coming. Hey! Hey! Look at somebody by your side and say, payday is coming. Say, no wicked man is permitted to go free. When David was running from Absalom, his son, in rebellion, he could finish Absalom. But how can I be fighting my son? He was running. A bad man by the name Shimei, the son of Gera, was casting stone at David, raising dust. Say, look at you, bloody man. Why are you running from your son now? God is rewarding you for everything you did against Saul. God is rewarding you. One of the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, he said, my Lord, let me run and take this man's head off. Who is this dead dog that he should curse my Lord? He said, I will hit him once, not twice. And his head is off. You know, those David men are dangerous guys. And David said, leave him alone. If my own son from my own bowels is against me, how much more this stranger? Leave him. If God said, if God told him, curse David, who can stop him? And David was going. But when David was about to go, and David told Solomon, he said, you remember that Shimei? Don't let his gray hair go down to the grave. Take off his head. For I remember the day when he came against me and he was cursing me. I didn't say anything. It is now for him payday. And then David slept. And then the first thing Solomon did was to send somebody after Joab, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah. And he went and hid in the temple. The king is calling you. Say, no, kill me here. And Abishai went and said, after Joab said I should kill him, they said, do to him according to what he said. He was ruined. He sent to the other man, come, the one who insulted my father. And the day you go out of Jerusalem, you are a dead man. Say, yes, sir. Stay in your house. One day, the man mistakenly strolled out of Jerusalem. And David said, as the Lord said, where did you go? Fall on him. He was dead. It took years, but it came to pass. Ay, 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 ay. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, in verse 1, Herod took off the head of James. God looked away as if he didn't see it. And Herod continued to brag and to move. And God waited for him until verse 23. And one day, he made an oration. And the people said, it's the voice of God. God said, I now catch you. Who made you to take up my servant's head? Angel, smite him. He was a dead man. Am I communicating? I speak by the mandate of God. Any wicked agent around your life, around our lives, around the nation that looks like he is going free, I prophesy their end has finally arrived. Arrived in the name of Jesus. I decree they are not permitted to go free. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Their payday has come. Some will degenerate into worms like Herod on their bed. Some the Lord will silence their voice like Zechariah. Some will be buried quick and alive like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. But by all means, the Lord who killeth and maketh alive is rising up in judgment now.
you believe that, say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Amen at the top of your voice.
Take your seat. Is somebody hearing here? When does God manifest the other side? When his plan or purpose for his people is being hindered by vessels of wickedness. Number two, when his glory is being diverted by man. When there is a man, when his glory is being diverted by man. When there is a man that has made himself a god in any region, in any family, in anybody's life. When the glory of God is being diverted by man. Whether that man is a pastor, or that man is a president, or that man is a governor, or that man is a father in a family, or that man is a boss in an office. When the glory of God is being diverted by man, that man is set for the back slap of God. For he said, my glory I will share with no man. I showed with you now how Herod was killed like chicken. How Nebuchadnezzar was ushered into the forest to eat grass like animal. Because he said, see this Babylon that I built with my hand. And God said, you built it? Who gave you the muscle? Who gave you the power? Who gave you the oxygen? Who gave you the heart? Okay, let me show you that you are not in control of your life. Began to crawl to the bush. Man. Grass. For 7 years he ate. His gastrointestinal tract was converted to an animal digestive system. With a rudimentary gut, with capacity for regurgitation, chewing cord like goat, from man to veterinary species, to show you that God can do, undo, and overdo. Am I speaking to somebody here? He killeth and maketh alive. Anybody playing God in your life, in our life, in our nation, that looks like our destiny is in his hand. Today, they will see the backslap of God. They will see the backslap of God. They will see the backslap of God. If believe, shout, yes! Finally, when do we see the killing part of God manifest? Or the wounding part? He killeth, he woundeth, he maketh poor, he bringeth low. He lifted up from the grave and pushed into the grave. When do we see the negative current? Because electricity is positive and negative. It can electrify and electrocute. Electrification, electrocution from one source. When do we see the electrocution dimension of God? Number three, when candidates of his mercy are under the oppression of vessels of wickedness. Candidates of his mercy, like you and me, when we are under the oppression, under the oppression of vessels of wickedness, like Haman oppressing Mordecai and oppressing the children of Israel, he was set to die. When candidates of his mercy are under the oppression of vessels of wickedness. Passage I saw in Psalm 12 and in verse 5. He said, for the oppression of the poor and for the sighing, oh, who help me, of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord, and set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. I will arise and move the man out of the way of danger. And when God brings you out of danger, he doesn't leave the other person the same. That person's life can never be the same. It's an impact that is negative. How many of you know that when caterpillar jam keken apep, they call it impact? Bullet is impact. The impact of the bullet. The vehicle, the bulldozer jammed beetle. It was impact. Just that it wasn't positive. Somebody is about to receive the impact of Jehovah. An agent of the devil. a worker of darkness.
Anybody that has become an oppressor in your life,
oppressor in our life,
anybody that has taken away the smile from your face, that has taken away the smile from your face, that has taken away the sparkle from our eyes, that has made himself an oppressor, a source of tears for multitudes, today I prophesy and I announce they will experience the wounding dimension of God. And those who fail to repent will experience the killing dimension of God.
Stand on your feet with a shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen.
Look at your neighbor, say, the Lord kill it. The Lord make it alive. So in this season, you will see that other side of God in the camp of the enemies.
And if you are here and you are the oppressor, what I'm saying won't spare you at all. After somebody's husband, you are in danger. Raw danger. I was preaching one time this kind of brutal message. And I said, in case you are a witch and you are not ready to repent, you better stand and move now. Somebody stood up and said, I want to go. A lady. I said, let her go. Oh no, we don't struggle with witches. Somebody was brought here manifesting the other day. I said, stand up and lift your hands. He said, I won't. I said, go with your demons. If you won't, what is my concern? We have grown beyond the level of contesting power with any devil. You won't lift your hand. Go with your devils. Later on, he came back. I said, no, go with your devils. Since he said no. Do you know what I'm talking about? Anybody has the right to go to hell. Anybody has the right. God made man a free will moral agent. Hallelujah. In case you are the oppressor, the people driving you are grumbling. This thing won't spare you. In case you are the oppressor, there are people now, if they are going on an official trip and they said, he is the manager, these are all the officers. 10,000 naira for you per night allowance. Their own is 3,000 per night allowance. He will give them 1,000 and keep the, he too is already 10,000 and keep the rest to himself. There are some he won't give at all. If you are hearing the sound of my voice, for hearing this message, you are in danger. It was better for you if you didn't hear it. Are you feeling what I'm saying here? If you are an oppressor here, putting people's life under pressure, or you are watching as I speak now as an armed robber, you will soon die like chicken, as a ritual killer, a hired assassin, ambaragadiga, a kidnapper. You will soon die like chicken if you don't repent. Making the lives of people miserable, putting people under pressure. It is time to see the backslap of God. Eat all the money, stole all the money that you had to use to develop your local government, develop a state or a district. You have been implicated. Hallelujah. What can I say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, today? If you want to see the mercy of God on your life and see the judgment of God on the enemy, do three things. Number one, always align yourself with the purpose of God for your life.
always align yourself. Lord, your will is my will. Your purpose is my purpose. Your plan is my plan. Align yourself always with the purpose of God for your life. That is first. Align yourself with the purpose of God for your life. Don't live your own life, do your own will, face your own direction. Number two, always let God have his glory. Never touch his glory. Always. Publicly, privately, anywhere you are found, never touch his glory. Live for his glory, and you will see his mercy and not his judgment. Never tamper with his glory, and you will see his mercy and not his judgment. And finally, always appeal for his mercy. Not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Always appeal, Lord, have mercy. When they are ganging up against you in the office, Lord, have mercy. When they say they give you 7 days to live, Lord, have mercy. When they say your own has finished, Lord, Psalm 136, verse 1 to the end, cue it in quickly, and we shall read it. Hello? When they send you a text message you don't understand, Lord, and after you have asked for the mercy, if it is text, reply it in tongues. Sekute barita takarada. S-E-K-U-T-A B-A-R-I-T-A Takaratisa P-A-K-A-R-I-T-I-S-A. Let him read it in tongues. He will read your reply in tongues and run mad. Stand up on your feet. The way it sounds, spell it. The Lord killeth, maketh alive. And there are things people don't learn until judgment appears. Right. Let's look at Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, everybody loud. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 4. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. 6. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Wait. To him that helped Egypt because of mercy. Why are you talking of smoting and mercy? Smiting and mercy. The other side. To him who assisted Egypt out of his mercy, he did what? Smote Egypt, for his mercy endured forever. Verse 11. See the two miracles. One is being smitten, one is being assisted. One is being lifted, one mercy. Go ahead. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. Next 13. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy. And then verse 14. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth. And then. Read it well. And assisted Pharaoh. For his mercy endureth forever. Anybody who has been pursuing you and will not let us rest. Let you rest. Let the nation rest. They will soon be buried in the sea of forgetfulness. They will soon become history forever. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. We'll read that and stop there. Isaiah 26 and in verse 9. Have you seen it? Let's read it together. With my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me will I seek you else. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world. Look at your neighbor and say, there are things people will never learn until vengeance speaks. Until the God of judgment manifests. People will remain ignorant in many ways. How many of you want Nigerians to learn lessons? To know God? How many of you want some people in your family to know God? How many of you know there are people who will not repent until a native doctor dies? Send down thy power. Send down thy power. Send down thy power. Oh. We are asking, Lord, send down thy power. Oh. We need the fire, Lord. Fire, fire. Fire, fire. We need the judgment, Lord. Judgment, judgment. Judgment, judgment. We need the fire, fire, Lord. Fire. Fire. We need the vengeance, Lord. The vengeance. Vengeance. Vengeance, vengeance. We need your vengeance, Lord. Vengeance, Lord. Vengeance, Lord. Vengeance, 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 Lord. Your two hands where you are. Lord, I subscribe to your mercy at this time. Before then, Lord, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word. 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 In the name of Jesus. Leave those hands high. Lord, I subscribe to your mercy for my life. I subscribe to your mercy for my life. I subscribe to your mercy for my life. Lift your voice and speak to God. Your mercy, Lord, is what I am asking for. Your mercy, Lord, I subscribe to your mercy. Open your mouth and speak to God. I subscribe to your mercy, Lord. I subscribe to your mercy, Lord. I subscribe to your mercy, Lord.
I subscribe to your mercy, Lord. I subscribe to your mercy, Lord. I subscribe to your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and say, Father, I cannot touch your glory. I will never touch your glory. In the name of Jesus, if I have tempered with your glory in time past, forgive me, Lord. Now open your mouth and speak to God. If I tempered with your glory in time past, forgive me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Have mercy upon me and forgive me. Open your mouth. Maya galaya bada 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 bada. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and ask, Father, I align myself with your purpose. Say it.
Father, I align myself with your purpose.
Not my will. But yours be done.
But yours be done.
In my life.
In my life.
Enforce your purpose.
Enforce your purpose.
Establish your purpose.
Establish your purpose.
In my life.
In my life.
Now.
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 Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up from the front to the back, from the left to the right. We're about to pray some very aggressive prayer, and before we do that, I want to let everyone know, anything around your life that you think is due for judgment, you will write it on a piece of paper and surrender it next week, Tuesday. Anything that is due for judgment, whether it is a sickness, a cancer, a situation around your life, like a situation of barrenness, or a wicked agent of the devil who vowed. Am I communicating? Don't write anybody's name because it's not greeting you. That is bitterness that will not take you anywhere. But sworn wizard, sworn witch, sworn well-known boastful occultist, write their name down. Body and anything hindering the purpose of God for your life, write it down. I asked this person for transport money, he didn't give me. Don't write his name down. Am I communicating? So that you don't use less the purpose and return the judgment back to yourself. For hating people without cost. Did you hear that? Lift up your right hand now. Everybody be on your feet. Next week, Tuesday. Get those papers and deal with them accordingly. To everyone that is here this moment, you know that you know that you know that your life is not flowing with God's plan and purpose. As we enter this aggressive prayer session, the Bible says, if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. You don't want to pray a wasted prayer. And at the end of the day, you don't even want to find yourself ending your life in hell. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner.
come into my life and make me a new person. Louder. Forgive me my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your right hand everywhere you, those who pray that prayer, really. Just lift your hands. Let me see. All those who pray that prayer. You have the right not to lift your hand, but if you mean business with God, lift it up. You meant business. Galleries and everywhere. God bless you. Quickly step forward here. Carry your Bibles and bags and come forward. Everybody remain standing, please. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. It's serious business. Quickly step forward. Be the first. God bless you. At the count of 10, 1, 2, carry your bags and your Bibles. 4,
no turning back.
I have decided to follow Jesus. Carry all your things and come forward. From the galleries, from the overflows, from those watching via the internet or the television. Quickly.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Sing it one more time.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Get your hands high. If somebody is slow in walking, they can create space. Let the others at the back flow through the front path, please. Lift your two hands, people. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration for this decision-making day. We ask that everyone here will fulfill your purpose for their lives. Lift your hands and say, Father, say it at the top of your voice. Say, Father, at the top of your voice. Not those in the front, everybody in the crowd. Stand on your feet, please. Say it louder. Father, today,
I ask,
help me to be everything you want me to be. I receive the grace to be everything you want me to be. Today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The grace to be everything you want me to be. I receive that grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. So shall it be. Those in the front are going to go with the counselors. They will speak to you quickly, and then you might join us back before we share the grace. Now, every one of us, fire, fire, fire. Fire. Fire, 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 fire for me. Like on the day of the day. Fire for me. Oh. Fire, 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 fire
Fire fall on me. Oh. Fire. Fire fall on me. Fire. Sing it one more time.
Fire, fire,
fire.
Fire.
Fire, fire,
fire. Fire, fire, fire.
Oh. Like on the day. Oh. Fire fall.
Before we go on, I'd like to say that tomorrow evening we are fasting and praying with the scripture of Psalm 5 verse 12. Thou Lord will bless the righteous with favor, you will compass him about as with a shield. Psalm 5 verse 12. We are praying that scripture till 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and we are here by 4:45 p.m. for first service and 6:30 second service, looking at the demands of the covenant. Ensure that you are there and the Lord will bless you. This coming Sunday is a materials impartation, document impartation, and work tools impartation. It is titled Impartation for Acceleration. Anything you use as a point of contact for your life, you're a doctor, what do you use to work? Lawyer, tailor, come with them all as points of contact. Trusting God for the fruit of the womb, come with baby things, whatever else you are trusting. Have a business that is not flowing, come with the documents and let's present them before God and he will give you a testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands. If there is anybody seated near you, you tell the person they can go out if they are not ready for prayer. Just tap them. If you are not ready, you can actually go out. I wonder why a man will be standing here for your sake for 3 hours. He hasn't sat down, you are sitting down. What kind of affliction is that? What kind of affliction is that? If it's affliction, let it die now. We can actually come here and do only 1 hour and go. All this labor, we are laboring, there are other things to do. And if you are not interested, the person preaching may not be interested too. It's very important. You don't show disinterest for any grace and any oil you value. Show passion. I know this is a mixed multitude. And mixed more people come from several places, but when you come to Rome, behave like Romans.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. We're about to make demands on the God of vengeance to visit with vengeance. This is not time to sit down. Lift up your right hand. Three prayers. Only three. Only three.
Say after me, Father.
Father.
Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs.
Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs.
In my life.
In my life.
Show yourself.
Show yourself.
In my family.
In my family.
Show yourself.
Show yourself.
In the church.
In the church.
Show yourself.
Show yourself.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
Show yourself.
Show yourself.
Oh God.
Oh God.
To whom vengeance belongs.
To whom vengeance belongs.
Reveal the other side of your hand.
The other side of your hand.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Now this is the prayer now. Oh God.
Oh.
Arise in vengeance. Against every vessel of wickedness
hindering your plan and your purpose for my life, for my family, for Dunamis Church, for the body of Christ, for Nigeria. Oh God, against the vessels of wickedness, arise in vengeance. Arise, arise, arise,
arise.
Open your mouth and pray. Arise. Arise in vengeance. Arise, Lord, in vengeance. Arise 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 in vengeance. vengeance. Arise in vengeance. Arise in vengeance. Arise in vengeance. Arise in vengeance, Lord. Arise in vengeance. Arise in vengeance. Arise in vengeance. Arise in vengeance, Lord. Arise! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands up and say, oh God of vengeance.
Oh God of vengeance.
Arise.
Arise.
In vengeance.
In vengeance.
Against every instrument.
Against every instrument.
Diverting your glory.
Diverting your glory.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
In the church.
In the church.
In our church.
In our church.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family.
In my family.
Every human being.
Every human being.
Playing the role of God.
Playing the role of God.
In our life.
In our life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Arise.
Arise.
In vengeance.
In vengeance.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Open your mouth and pray. Arise in vengeance. Maya la la bada bada la bada arise in vengeance. Arise. 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 In Jesus' name. Lift your right hand finally and say, Father,
Father,
arise in vengeance.
Arise in vengeance.
Against every oppressor.
Against every oppressor.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family.
In my family.
In our church.
In our church.
In the church.
In the church.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
Every instrument.
Every instrument.
Every wicked oppressor.
Every wicked oppressor.
Every wicked oppressive instrument.
Every wicked oppressor.
Father, let them experience
your backslap.
In this season.
In
the name of Jesus.
Oh God.
Who killeth and maketh
alive.
In this season.
In our life.
In our nation.
In the name of Jesus.
Arise! Open your mouth and pray. Arise! 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 Lebaragaya la 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 la. Arise! 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 Lift those hearts higher. By the mantle of God on my life, by the authority of the God who killeth and maketh alive, who wounds and heals, bringeth up from the grave and pusheth back into the pit, who raise people on high and bring people low, who maketh rich and maketh poor, by the mantle of that God, I stand to again declare every vessel of wickedness standing the path of the church, the path of the nation, the plan of God for your life, for my life, for our church, today their vengeance is confirmed. Their judgment is confirmed. Their judgment is confirmed. In Jesus' name! Everybody who has decided to say
He is a God in your life that claim they can determine what happens in Nigeria, determine what happens in the church, and determine what happens to your life and your family. Whether it's a wizard or a witch or a politician or a boss in the office, I declare their judgment has arrived. Their judgment has arrived. Their judgment has arrived. In Jesus' name. Every wicked oppressor in your life, in my life, in our family, their judgment has arrived. Now, in the name of Jesus, under 24 hours, we shall hear news of judgment, news of vengeance, news of judgment. I declare the release of vengeance angels, judgmental angels. They are on assignment because of you, because of us, because of the church. I call it down. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. And if you are sick in any part of your body, place one hand there. The Lord heal somebody with liver disease, an upper chest condition, somebody with a spinal condition healed. As I mentioned it, if that was your case and you already healed, you run out quickly. And even if I didn't mention it, but you came here with an affliction and it's gone, you can also run out quickly. The Lord heal the right eye of somebody. That affliction is gone. Somebody that appeared like a match charm with the right leg, the healing has come. Somebody's ear just opened. Just popped open. A growth just disappeared. A hyena growth. Father, thank you. That's right. Confirm that you are the one and step forward. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. I take authority over blindness. Blind devil. I rebuke you. Loose your grip of the eyes of that man. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. Cataract, glaucoma, retinal detachment, astigmatism, witchcraft blindness, occultic blindness, ancestral blindness, generational blindness. I curse you. Your tenure is over in the lives of these people. Ah! I rebuke the spirit of deafness. Command the ears open now in the name of Jesus. Tumors are disappearing. Breast lump just disappeared. Hyena growth just disappeared. Fibroid just melted. Hemorrhoid or pile just melted. I take authority over every growth. Lose your grip of these lives. Get out. At the count of three, you must go. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, shout, go. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's bleeding that came here bleeding. The bleeding has just been arrested. And I take authority over organ disease. Asthma has just been healed. Sickle cell anemia is healed. That's right. I take authority over organ diseases. I take authority over organ diseases. Organ diseases. Liver, kidney, lungs, heart. Your affliction is over forever. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. And every other disease, epilepsy, insomnia, inability to sleep in the night, moving objects in the body, internal heat, return back to hell from where you came in the name of Jesus. Double vision just healed also in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ovarian cyst is just healed in the name of Jesus. In the name, HIV is healed. God is cleaning the blood of people right now. Yes, yes. Blood diseases have been healed. Diabetes healed. Hypertension healed. HIV healed. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Blood, blood, blood healed. Blood fed. cancer. Lymphomas are healed. Leukemias are healed. Healed. Osteomyelitis, rotten bone, just got healed. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Command the eyes to see, the ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, give a shout of victory and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. While our pastors take their testimonies very fast, I'd like us to pick up our offerings and tithes and let's honor God with what He first gave us. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable. We serve the unchangeable God, God unchangeable God, unchangeable God. We are serving the unchangeable God, God unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Please take your feet if you are not yet healed. You pick up your offerings, lift it high up. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's not of Him that willeth or runneth, but of God who showeth mercy. We release to you what you first gave to us. Multiply the seed back to every giver. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. More of our ministers, join us in finding out what happened to them. Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord. Please let there be no movement here. We will soon be closing. No movement here. Just a minute, a few minutes, and we are through. Take your seat. The presence of the Lord. Everybody who came here with a crutch, a walker, or a stick, stand up and lift it up. Lift your stick up, your crutch up, your walker up. High, above your head. Lift it high. Lift it high. Stand and lift it up. The pain in the leg is gone. The broken bone is mended. In Jesus' name. Lift the leg up. Yes. Yes. Lift it up. Up above your head. Lift the stick above your head. High up. Come. With it lifted. With it lifted. Come. Yes. With it lifted. Come. With it lifted. Lift it up. If you are walking with it, you sit down. If you want to walk without it, you stand up. Lift it up. Lift it high up. High up. High up. Come up to the altar here, sir. High up. Nobody moving yet, like I said, please.
You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh,
what was wrong with you, sir? What was wrong with you, sir? Arthritis and waste and tumor of the brain. That devil is a liar. Over forever. Out! Healed of tumor. What was wrong with you, mama? Lift it higher. Cannot speak English. Somebody speaking Igbo. Remain here, sir. Remain here, sir. What was wrong with her? What was wrong with him?
Yes, he has not been urinating today.
Okay.
cannot walk anymore. Father, thank you because he's walking now. Walk on. Father, thank you for the free flow of the urine. Give the Lord the praise.
She said her waist and the head and the knee. Yes.
And what happened now?
And now it's okay.
Now she's okay. She should show us how she walked when she came. She should show us how she walked. Okay, that's your mother. All right. What was she using the stick for? She had arthritis. She's walking normal now. The stick is not even on the ground. She's holding it like this. Give the Lord a praise. I am sure she's so healed that she cannot remember how to walk with it. What was wrong with you? Weight. And the weight is causing you high BP. Father, let this weight drop. Assist her to drop the weight. Heal. Father, thank you for the end of this stroke. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the healing of everyone here in Jesus' precious name. Set that man free. Let that mama sit somewhere in the front there so you don't struggle her to come all the way out. Father, let the healing be permanent in Jesus' name. Pastor, do you have anything to say? 1 minute. Yes.
Only here, sir. This sister came all the way from Benue State yesterday.
Yes.
She got married in 2004. She said in 2003 she stepped on charm, one of the words that God gave through you now. She said that charm made her have sustained an injury around her private region.
Wow.
Yes. And beyond that, each time she takes in, they test her, they see that she has HIV.
Wow.
Yes. But whenever she puts to bed, she goes back for the same test, they will not see HIV. And after 1 year, the babies will die. 3 occasions that has happened.
And what has happened?
This is the fourth pregnancy. But right now, at the declaration of that word, she said that injury around the private region healed instantly.
Dried up on
yes,
the spot.
She came yesterday from Benue State. Her stomach was more swollen than this. That each time she takes in and she eats, her stomach becomes bloated. But while she came in for the service, the bloatedness subsided.
Every reproach in your life is going out now. Return back no more.
We have a case here, sir.
Yes.
This young lady also stepped on charm. For 2 years now, said the mark is there, was very stiff, cannot walk with her barefoot, cannot stamp it on the ground. But while the word was released today, she could stamp it on the ground. The stiffness around that spot got softened, and she believes she's been delivered.
Lift your hands. Jesus' name. It's over. Was there anyone here healed of growth apart from this lady? Is swelling a growth? Yes, what was that? For what? Anyone with any growth here that God healed, let us know. A growth in your tummy and is healed in the name of Jesus. What happened to this mama? An attack of madness.
For 2 weeks now. While she came to service on Sunday, the symptoms disappeared. She came back to her senses. He said for the first time today, she was able to read her Bible. Before now, she sees objects. When
attack of madness. Gone just now. People lift up your hands. Every attack of insanity or any form of attack sent to you from anywhere is returned back to the sender. Return back to the sender in Jesus' name. What happened to her? What happened to you?
They gave me injection on my left knee and now weakened my bone after delivery.
After delivery?
Yes.
What was the injection for?
My left knee got swollen, so the doctor then gave me 4 injections.
It was meant to be anti-arthritis or something.
and it's not weakened your knee.
My nails and my affected my neck. So for 1 year.
Yes.
But I can't. Most times I can't sit down for a long time. I must always lie down. But at least I've been able to sit down. For
what happened to the knee now?
I'm getting better.
Move it. Let's see. Walk on. Let's see. Turn here. Kneel on it. Kneel on it. Stand. Lift up your hands. You want to stop taking painkillers. You're taking it for 1 year. You are stopping it now. Father, let this miracle be perfected. Power of the Holy Ghost. Of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. It's our God. What happened to that man? Find out what happened to him. Confirm the miracle. Oh, see. How great is our God? He's our God. Sing with me. Sing with me, how great is our God. How is he our great? How great. How do you feel? Move it on. You have no option but to feel better. Up, down. Painkiller gone forever. Drop it. Go back home. Give the Lord the praise.
Sir, awesome testimony here. Our brother Sunday here said 5 years ago, in the dream of the night, someone slapped him on the right ear. And from that moment on, he couldn't hear with that ear, cannot receive or make call with that ear. But right here, at the course of the service and the declaration, the ear popped open. He is hearing very clearly now.
A witchcraft slap. You are hearing clearly. Which ear? While he was talking, the Lord revealed something to me on the chest. I don't know if you are the one, but the Lord revealed something to me on the chest. What is it?
I have a chest pain.
Since when?
Since about 2 months now.
About 2 months now. It's returning back to the sender. Somebody give the Lord the praise. Close this ear. Say after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Thank you.
For the healing.
For the healing.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. God gave him a double miracle. Anyone that is here today, trusting God for double portion, receive it. Receive. Double. 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 Yes.
All the way from Kaduna.
Came from Kaduna?
Yes, sir, to attend this program. She was afflicted 11 years ago with the spirit of madness.
Oh.
Associated also with cancer of the cervix.
Cervical cancer, madness, that devil is a bastard.
Terrible pain. So while the prayer was on, she decided to go to the toilet to kill herself.
Yes.
In that process, she said the pain took off. Pain took off. And then the bleeding also ceased. And Mama right now is totally...
Cancer of the cervix is painful around the waist, lower abdomen, and also bleeding.
Yes,
the pain is gone. The bleeding has stopped. The
bleeding has stopped. And then...
Four of you came from Kaduna.
Yes, from the with the driver, five. My mother is there.
With the driver, five of you.
Yes. So when we came, as the sermon was going on, she said I should take her to the bed. I said, no, the prayer is going on. She said, please. So when we went there, the usher would bear me witness. They used to help her to even took the bucket of water so that she would go out. So this last one that we went, the blood started, no blood, and the pain, all is like, I asked it in her tummy, but everything just
come
dried
up, man. You are the name above all names. Lift your hand. Worthy of our praise. Father, let the healing be permanent. Permanent. Go, death spirit. Go, death spirit. Go, spirit of death. Cancer, death. Go, madness. Disappear forever.
Sir, this is Sister Favor. She came here with mental condition. She came in chains. But when
mental condition,
yes sir. She came in chains.
They chained her. Where is the chain?
When the word came and then she began to recognize herself, to regain her consciousness, they brought a form, she filled the form, and then she said, I'm going to go to the front. And
three insanities in just a second. How are you? How are you? You are fine. What's your name?
My name is Favor.
Favor. Okay, stand. Say Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. For setting me free.
For setting me free.
I am not mad. I cannot be mad. I receive my total freedom today.
In Jesus' name.
I pray for you today. I take authority over this mad devil of madness. You know you left, but you'll never come out. Every residual spirit out of that body. Today is your permanent freedom. In Jesus' name. I need to see the chain. Send somebody to bring that chain. Let's lift it up and show God.
Sir, this man is Abel Bala. He came from Kogi State. Suffered heart attack 7 years ago. I've been having difficulty in breathing. And then also the medicine they prescribed for him, as he took it, he couldn't see. He became blind. The both of them was
what,
healed here today.
What condition did he come with? Start from the beginning.
He suffered heart attack 7 years ago and was diagnosed for heart attack, and then he could not breathe evenly. Breathing difficulties. Also, the medicine he was taking blinded his eyes.
The drug blinded the eye.
Blinded the eye, sir.
You couldn't see?
Yeah, I could see slightly.
Slightly. Yeah. Which one? Both eyes?
No, my boy, this one is getting worse.
Okay.
Yeah. Than this.
Than this.
Yeah.
And this was getting worse than, it's worse than this.
Yes, yeah, worse than this.
How bad was the sight?
Pardon?
How bad was the sight? How bad?
No, I couldn't see clearly as I used to do.
Okay. Mm. And what has happened to you now?
Now I can breathe very well now. But for my life, I couldn't breathe. I had heart attack.
Father, we thank you because it is gone. You see me clear?
I could see you clearly.
You can see me clear?
Yes.
Clearly. Okay, close the one that was good. This second eye that... Use your hand here. Good. Now, do as I do. How many? Good. the Lord a praise. Father, it is permanent. In Jesus' name. Can we all stand up on our feet? Lift up your two hands. Everyone who came to the front here, your healing is permanent. Lift your hands higher and say, Jesus, I receive your touch in my life. In the cross, across your head, lift up the other hand. Those of you in the front, your healings are permanent. In Jesus' name, can return back to your seat. The rest of us, your right hands on your head, left hand lifted. There's someone here with a son named Umoru. Right here where I am. No, it's okay, she can come, no problem. Stand here, come here. Stand here. Two of you. I am looking for the one with the problem on the right leg. I see the leg match something. The right leg. That's the one I am looking for. Something on the right leg, an affliction. If you are the one among them, your husband, right leg, match something. Come forward. And you, and what's his name? Umoru. Okay. Yes. He is the one that is the real Umoru. You are the one. And the right leg might something. Since when?
It's been long time.
Right, stand here. I am giving a word for a person whose surname is Umoru. And the one with the right leg that matched something. And the husband is the Umoru. Umoru, say Dan Asabe. That's his name. Who matched something with the right leg himself. Lift up your hands. Right now, I speak to everyone that is here today. Everyone that is a relation to you, he may not be here. related, connected, associated. Intervention. As the Lord touches his leg, it also touches your abdomen, madam. Lower abdomen. I don't know what it is there, but I declare a release of divine intervention on your husband and yourself. His leg, right leg, your lower abdomen, receive. And all the rest of you, this is divine intervention for you. Don't hold them from the front. Stand behind them.
Holy.
Lift your hands high now. There is a lady here, God is delivering you from an addiction. If you know you are the one addicted, please step in front of me. I'm standing close to the person. You are in an addiction, something, you are addicted. Break in the name of Jesus. I prophesy on everyone here, any chain holding your life, controlling your destiny, everything that is controlling your behavior, today it is broken. It is broken. It is broken. It is broken. God is healing the heart of somebody here. I take authority over hypertension, heart disease, lose your grip. Heal. 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 Stand her up. How long have you had that condition? 18 years. Get your hands up. Go! Return back no more. Return back no more. Return back no more. Irregular menses. Getting healed. Irregular cycle. Standing right beside her. Stand. In the name of Jesus. Over forever. Over forever. I command the regularity of the cycle in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, from this month it is regular. For how long has it been like that? 16 years. Everything abnormal in your body is being regularized. It's being regularized. It's being regularized. Somebody with an upper thigh and a waist condition at the same time. Come. Yes. Since when you have it? Stand up. In the name of Jesus, I arrest this agenda of the devil. And I also pull off this demonic ring off your hand. Stand in your hand. Stand in your hand. Break you from spirit relationship. Today is the end of that ring. That satanic ring on your hand. Upper thigh, waist condition, spirit husband. Go, 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 get out, get out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands everywhere you are. I arrest spirit relationship, spirit husband. Leave that woman alone, also. Leave that woman alone. Get out. Everyone is here after me in the name of Jesus. Every unclean spirit connected, related, associated with my life, by covenant, I renounce you. Today, you are going, in the name of Jesus, on your mark, get set, shout, go! Go. Stand up. Leave
London, all over this place they are going. For how long have you had that torment?
I cannot remember.
It's long. When was the last time you experienced it?
Every other time.
Every other time. Like every other day. Is it in form of a man or a woman?
Woman.
Woman, come to have immorality with you in the dream. Yes. Today marks the end of it.
Amen.
As the Lord revealed the tie and the waist, He also revealed that spiritual relationship. Anything that is molesting you, every demon laying claim on your life, laying claim on your destiny, today is the end of their claim. End of their claim. And now your relationships must work out. So maintain your stand. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Lift your two hands and give Him the praise. Who is the person they injected in the dream on the left shoulder? The Lord is removing that injection and returning it back to the devil. When was that injection?
Like two weeks ago.
On that left hand. Father, in the name of... Somebody say, back to sender. Louder, back to sender. Back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Every arrow from hell, return back to sender. Wave your hands and give Him the praise. The Lord is breaking you from a very negative, terrible past. I declare your total freedom mentally, emotionally, and otherwise from that satanic, abusive situation of your past. Over. Everything that is in your past following you into your present, today is the end of it forever. Because of time, I will just declare in one word. Place your right hand on your forehead and lift the other hand. And let me put it like this. Everything in your life that is not permitted to be there now, you shall live and not die to declare the counsel of the Lord. Every death spell, arrow, is returned to sender. Dreams of death, dreams of coming, fear of death, attempted by the spirit of death, whatever they put in your body and blood, today is the end. When you are there, when you are there, life. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there. Today into the fullness of His plan. In the name of Jesus.